Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Washington today, Democrats and Republicans are demanding answers about Russian hacking of the U.S. election, about claims of Russian ties to the Trump administration, and of wiretapping by former President Obama. In a news conference today, House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes and Ranking Member Adam Schiff said they agreed that they've seen no evidence to back up President Trump's wiretapping claim, but they're both looking forward to hearing from FBI Director James Comey in a hearing next week about all things Russia. Meanwhile, over in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, the Republican, and the Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse are holding a hearing this afternoon. Senator Whitehouse said he thought he was going to hear from Comey today. NPR congressional correspondent Scott Detrow joins us. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good, but it feels like in Washington, there's just been a lot of people coming in front of TV cameras asking questions this morning. So start with Nunes and Schiff, the Republican and the Democrat, standing together, both agreeing they see no evidence of President Obama wiretapping then-candidate Donald Trump's tower in New York. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this was an interesting moment because, you know, the question, Nunes is just the latest Republicans to raise it of, you know, should you take Donald Trump literally when the president tweets, when the president makes claims? He seemed to be suggesting that maybe if you take the bigger picture look and not the literal word for word thing the president is saying, that's the better way to go. But what Congress is taking literally here, and it's important, is the White House request that Congress should investigate this claim, this explosive claim that President Obama ordered a wiretap of Trump Tower. That was the White House staff's response after President Trump made the statement. And Congress is saying, okay, please show us the evidence. And so far, there has been no evidence from the Department of Justice, from the FBI, to back up the president's claim. And now you have a high-profile Republican like Devin Nunes, who is leading this investigation, but who has by and large allied himself with the Trump White House, saying that this claim by President Trump was flat out wrong and that there's just been no evidence to back it up.
Well, yesterday, Press Secretary Sean Spicer said he's extremely confident that the Justice Department will turn over evidence of the wiretapping claims, even though they missed a deadline. Mm-hmm. But he also said that the president was speaking generally, that these are air quotes. That set off a firestone.
Yeah, it's hard to understand what those air quotes mean, especially if you're alleging, again, as President Trump said in follow-up tweets and as his various staffers said in the days after that, that this would be one of the biggest scandals in political history. And indeed, if that was the case, it would be. But there's been no evidence. So now you have the House Intelligence Committee saying they've seen no evidence. You have a Senate Judiciary Committee subcommittee headed by Lindsey Graham saying they're waiting for evidence, too. And so far, none has shown up. So I think it'll be a key moment on Monday when FBI Director James Comey testifies in public about this. We've all seen the reports, NPR and other outlets, saying that Comey was really angry and told the Department of Justice to reject this claim, which they didn't do. This will be his chance to appear in public. Of course, when it comes to testifying before Congress about ongoing investigations, James Comey has had his high-profile moments over the last year. This will be an interesting thing to look for.
Well, and you mentioned Lindsey Graham. He says he'll subpoena the Justice Department if they fail to respond to a letter he sent asking for information about any wiretapping. But moments ago, I think I said Firestone instead of Firestorm, and that's because I was thinking of Roger Stone. Now, both
yes.
Nunes and Schiff asked for a list of Trump officials who might have been swept up in routine wiretapping of foreign officials. And we're wondering if Roger Stone might be on that list. Nunes and Schiff were asked about him today. He's the Trump advisor who was caught in tweets showing that he had contacts with the Russian-linked hacker who claimed credit for hacking the Democratic National Committee. Today, Roger Stone said he thinks it was a FISA warrant that revealed his contacts with this hacker, which he said were insignificant, the contacts. But is this the kind of thing? Are people demanding to talk to him?
Well, that was an interesting moment. First of all, I think that what Nunes and Schiff are asking about has more to do with Michael Flynn than Roger Stone. Mm. They're saying they want a list of anyone associated with the Trump campaign who may have been caught in a conversation, may have had their name linked in to ongoing wiretaps or surveillance of foreign actors like Russia's ambassador. Because, again, that's how most people think that Michael Flynn's initial conversation with the Russian ambassador and yes, this was like five or six twists ago in this story, if you can remember back all the way to last month, how that information came forward. But when it comes to Roger Stone, one thing that Nunes said was interesting to me. He was asked, will you bring Roger Stone before this committee? Will you want to talk to him? And he said, look, I don't want to make decisions based on, you know, what I'm reading in the media, based on indirect reports. The fact is that Roger Stone had at least two different public tweets basically predicting things that WikiLeaks was going to release about the Clinton campaign last year. And a lot of people have said, if you're looking for any sort of evidence that the Trump campaign was aware of what WikiLeaks was doing, it's the fact that, Stone predicted that John Podesta was going to have a tough time. I think he said his time in a barrel is coming. That's the exact quote. And also saying that, you know, WikiLeaks is going to announce something next week and it's going to create a lot of problems for Hillary Clinton.
Well, Senator Mark Warren, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, says he wants to subpoena Roger Stone. So we will follow all of this. Oh, you need a whiteboard. Scott Detrow, a congressional correspondent for NPR. Thank you.
So many twists, so many different committees investigating this.
Thanks.